This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Welcome to the May 24, 2013 podcast from JNS Pediatrics. My name is Natalie Pincham, and I will be reading synopses of some of the articles published today. The topics covered in this week's podcast are functional neurosurgery and the spine. Long-term functional benefits of selective dorsal rhizotomy for spastic cerebral palsy. A clinical article by Roy William Rowland Dudley and colleagues. The merit of this study comes from the fact that little is known about long-term outcome following selective dorsal rhizotomy, that is, outcome greater than 10 years postoperatively. To the author's knowledge, this study represents the largest group of children who underwent rhizotomy as well as objective long-term assessments published thus far. The data were stratified by functional groups, and long-term outcomes extended beyond the adolescent's growth spurt, which is often detrimental to patients with cerebral palsy, according to natural history studies. The results show that patients in groups 1, 2, and 3 in the gross motor function classification system continue to maintain their gains throughout adolescence. Patients in group 4 in the gross motor function classification system tended to decline after an initial 5-year gain in locomotor function. Group-based trajectory planning allows one to predict which patients will do better long-term with respect to locomotor skills. A predictive index score was developed for this study. The predictive index score helps the surgeon establish realistic long-term locomotor goals for the child with his or her family in relation to preoperative level of function. As for non-locomotor function, all patient groups improved with respect to activities of daily living, and these improvements were sustained throughout early adulthood. Design of a synthetic simulator for pediatric lumbar spine pathologies. A laboratory investigation by Tobias Matei and co-authors. Simulation has become an important tool in neurosurgical education as part of the complex process of improving residents' technical expertise while preserving patient safety. Although different virtual and synthetic simulators have already been designed for a variety of neurosurgical procedures, at the present time there is no available simulator for lumbar spine pathologies in pediatric neurosurgery. The authors designed and built the first simulator for pediatric neurosurgical interventions to the lumbar spine. Additionally, a system for pressure monitoring was developed in order to enable precise measurements of the degree of manipulation of the thecal sac. With this new synthetic model, the authors were able to simulate several different scenarios commonly found in pediatric neurosurgery, such as tethered spinal cord, fatty terminal phylum, meningocele, myelomeningocele, and lipomyelomeningocele. In conclusion, designing a synthetic simulator for pediatric lumbar spine pathologies poses several peculiar challenges. According to the author's experience, a modular system composed of separate layers, which can be individually replaced, a system for pressure monitoring, and a grading system which may account for the technical quality of the trainee's performance, are all factors that may enhance the educational applications of such a model and facilitate its further incorporation into the neurosurgery residency curriculum. Thank you for listening. The Journal of Neurosurgery mobile app is now available. You can find it in iTunes and the Google Play Store. Just search for JNSPG to download the app for your mobile device today. You can also follow the Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group on Twitter and now also on Facebook. To read articles published this week in any of our journals or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org.